This is Pause Before You Play, and it's time for more game day picks from local sports fans. You're on the air. Who you got?
Actually, I'm not betting. Just chilling and watching the game.
I know that move. A pause. Sounds like you've got a winning strategy.
Exactly. After I set limits and recognized the risk, I knew it was time to stop.
Now that is responsible betting, folks. Sports are fast. Betting shouldn't be. Make a plan at pausebeforeyouplay.org. That's pausebeforeyouplay.org.
From the Ohio News Network, this is the ONN Daily Podcast, presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
It's Tuesday, February 10th, 2026. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. In Southwest Ohio, bomb threats made against several buildings in the Springfield School District yesterday are prompting leaders to announce daily sweeps of their facilities. ONN's Jared Allen has more.
Springfield schools were closed Monday morning following threats made against their facilities. So now leaders have announced 17 buildings will be the focus of sweeps before and after each school day starting today. The district superintendent tells the Dayton Daily News their students, staff, and school community do not deserve the disruptions the threats are causing.
Federal, state, and local law enforcement are investigating dozens of what they call hoax threats across central Ohio, including at many Columbus City school buildings yesterday. ONN's Doug Petcash reports from the Columbus City Schools Administration Building.
A CCS spokesman tells us more than 30 schools in the district received an emailed bomb threat. He didn't give more details about what the threat said, but Columbus police are investigating to try to figure out who sent these emails. He added that all school operations resumed as normal, kids were able to get to class, and dismissal times were not affected. The Greater Columbus Chamber of Commerce and the State House also received bomb threat emails.
In Northeast Ohio, one of two former law enforcement officers pleaded guilty yesterday to a charge related to the unlawful detention of a truck driver at a Medina County bar back in 2024. Daniel Lajack pleaded guilty to a charge of attempted abduction on the day his trial was set to begin. Court records show the attorney for Donald Kopchak, Lajack's co-defendant, filed a motion for a continuation. The pair was charged with felony abduction, ethnic intimidation, and misdemeanor assault after an incident at a bar in Hinckley Township where the two were off duty and drinking when they allegedly became aggressive with a man because they doubted he had legal U.S. citizenship. At the time, the man had been legally living in the U.S. for 14 years. Newly released documents from the Department of Justice show a connection between Jeffrey Epstein, Central Ohio billionaire Les Wexner, and an Ohio State University department chair. ONN's Brianna Albizu has the story.
The Department of Justice revealed that Dr. Mark Landon, the chair of the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology at the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center, received hundreds of thousands of dollars from Epstein's New York Strategy Group, which in turn billed Les Wexner, who was responsible for making the quarterly payments in advance. The university released a statement yesterday saying Dr. Landon denies any involvement in Epstein's crimes, nor treated any victims, and that he was simply a paid biotech consultant.
There are new details about the murder of a former Ohio State football player's girlfriend in Tennessee. Here's ONN's Tracy Townsend.
Darren Lee is charged with the woman's murder and tampering with evidence. Lee played for the Ohio State University as a linebacker and was a first-round NFL draft pick. Court documents now reveal that when the sheriff's deputies arrived at the woman's home, Lee was there. He told deputies that he found the woman unconscious on the couch and believed she may have fallen in the shower, but deputies found broken glass and blood evidence in several areas of the house. Lee also had injuries consistent with a physical struggle, and evidence suggests Lee tried to clean several areas of the home.
One Northwest Ohio county is short on housing, according to a new study. ONN's Tim Miller explains.
There is a major housing shortage across Sandusky County right now. That's according to a new study by the Sandusky County Economic Development Corporation. So looking at housing across the country from July through December of last year, it found a need for nearly 1,000 housing units, including single-family homes, rentals, and specialized senior care. Now, the shortage is driven by a strong job growth and an aging housing stock. The study says about half of workers commute into the county because they can't find housing nearby.
And Destination Toledo is collaborating with a University of Toledo student on a new initiative that aims to improve the travel experience in the Glass City for visitors with disabilities. ONN's Angela Ann has details.
The organization is working with Alyssa Stoy, an occupational therapy graduate student who is developing a comprehensive destination accessibility guide. The project is the focus of an advocacy-based academic study project aimed at identifying and addressing the specific needs of travelers in the Toledo area. To create the guide, Stoy is collecting feedback from individuals with disabilities who live, work, or travel within Toledo. The data collection focuses on several areas of accessibility, including mobility, hearing, cognitive, vision, and sensory support.
Thanks to our television affiliates, WTOL in Toledo, WBNS in Columbus, and WKYC in Cleveland, for their contributions to today's podcast. ONN Daily has been brought to you by Ohio for Responsible Gambling. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.